right, Jessica, episode 13, Into the Breach.
Into the Breach.
Do you know what that is from?
No, I don't.
What play is that from? It's a thing people say. It's from Hamlet.
From Hamlet?
Yeah.
Okay. No, see, you go online and you get all these little spoiler things.
I knew it.
You knew that one just in your own brain? You're so smart, Hunter. No, I don't know what Into the Breach in Hamlet refers to. So why don't you educate us?
Well, it's an attack, right? There's a breach in the wall, and the team, they're trying to attack the castle, and they're failing, and that's his big rallying cry. And it's Hamlet's rallying cry. Once more into the breach.
I like that it's a rallying call, because that's what the batch is kind of doing right now. Yeah. They're getting ready to fight and to go save Omega. But she might actually save herself on this one. So who knows where we're going to go from here. Man. But that makes more sense now that you've connected that Shakespearean
reference
there.
It was a thing we used to say in college before walking into, you know, too many bars. Once more into the breach.
You used to say that when you were in college drinking? What college did you go to?
Just a state school. but we were well read, okay?
Poet laureates. Into the breach we go.
Yeah. We were well read.
Yeah, I don't remember what our rally cry was in college, but I'm certain it was not Into the Breach.
All right. You guys weren't quoting Hamlet, huh?
No.
Okay. Well, for, he's listening, so it was my best friend, Matt, from my fraternity brother. Like, that's what we, and it carried on with us into our 20s.
You still say that. You know, okay.
Yeah.
Headed Maybe out that could night. Be your, like, slogan. I'd have put it onto a t-shirt for you.
Yeah.
Got into it. The breach as you do anything that you need confidence and assurance that you're going to go have some fun. Your rallying cry. Well,
now,
there you go.
Said now that we know what it's about, it is a rallying cry for the Bad Batch, but I didn't quite get it. So the Bad Batch doesn't really rally in this, right? They're
this was very reminiscent of some of the older batch episodes that we've seen, like
this season. I feel like we've done this a couple times this season.
We have. And I actually enjoyed this episode much more than I did the last few. It felt very, very comfortable to me, like a usual trope that they would do. You know, we get dropped off at some crazy planet and somebody's going to pick us up and we're going to figure out how to get into the bad guys and we're just going to sneak aboard and use our Jedi mind trick. I'm an Imperial captain, lieutenant, don't talk to me that way.
I'm Jedi,
whatever.
But yeah,
you know what
captain,
I mean, like
ex-vice admiral.
and you know, get to what they need to do and by the skin of their teeth succeed. And so it felt good for me, so I can see that it was a rallying cry.
It does feel like like we are transitioning into the later trilogy, right? It's getting darker. The ships are starting to look like the later trilogies. Like, it's starting to look more like the later trilogy.
And we have two episodes left.
Yeah. Which, there's a lot that has to happen.
There's a lot. Like, I can't confirm what the runtime is going to be.
I was just going to Google
it's got to be like an hour and a half, because I don't know how, if we've been getting what, like 22, 23 minutes of actual content. Yeah. So what are we going to do in 44 minutes, 46 minutes? That's going to wrap this up.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how that's going to happen, but
do we think it's a sacrifice, an ultimate sacrifice? I mean, I have said it all along and I hate saying it, but they were not with Rex when we find Rex and Rebels.
So, there's like this, because of course I sit around and I think about this, right? I do see a possibility that they somehow break into the vault as Omega has broken out of the vault, and they somehow get stuck there.
Yeah.
That could be an option, right? It's very sad, but I could see that happening.
Yeah. Just miss her. I
Just
can't
miss her,
forget
and
that.
somehow they end up trapped in there, and what are
I
they
think
they're
it's got to
gonna
be a choice on their part, like and a sacrifice that they choose.
you think it wouldn't just
Yeah.
be
Yeah. And we got a build up about her being, one of their brothers or her sister and their family, and they're part of a squad. And I think they have to choose to sacrifice.
All three of them, though?
Well,
Hunter,
four,
Wrecker, and Crosshair?
because Echo is finally back.
Well, but I don't think Echo, we don't know about Echo going into other, just Rex
Oh,
and Cody
and Wolf.
and Wolf,
Yeah.
but not Echo. So Echo might be
Yeah, well, I think
sacrificed
I'll.
as well.
Yeah. The four of them. Hunter, Wrecker, Echo, Crosshair.
Echo's been through a lot. I'd hate to see him die.
Yeah, I
He's
rewatched
like a cat. He's got like nine lives, so
that Clone Wars episode where he disappears, and then again where they find him.
I find
Those
him
are dark.
very, very
Yeah.
dark. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, but I can tell you it's more than 46 minutes of storytelling.
Yeah.
So let's hope that like the I don't know about the next one, but definitely the last one needs to be like a 90-minute movie to resolve everything here.
Yeah.
And what's gonna happen? We don't see Hemlock, we don't see Emery, like we don't see any of these
No.
characters. So maybe there's an, what did they call it before? An orbital bombardment. That like what happened to the last place that they were at? Remember where they picked
Camino.
up those clones that were the young
Oh,
clones?
yeah.
Right, overhead bombardment. What did they call it?
No,
I don't know.
orbital. It's orbital.
Was it orbital? All right.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what happens to Tantus, and just everybody who's on the planet meets it,
Yeah.
and somehow Omega and the younglings get off. Maybe Phi picks them up. I don't know.
Somehow Omega survives.
Somehow Omega survives, and Palpatine gets cloned anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they're still talking about necromancer in the Mandalorian age.
Yeah.
So I don't think it gets completely solved here. So anyway,
All right.
you want to talk about the episode? Yeah.
Sure. So we start in prison, right? So that Danny droid comes in, checks on everybody. That alarm is that's their routine, then a wake up
The little ding
alarm.
dong dings, yeah,
Yeah.
the bells. I described it as being an M count jail because they
Okay.
all, sleep behind the walls and they can't really go anywhere. They come
You
out of
have
their
me paying.
cells in the
I'm
morning.
sorry.
What?
You have me paying attention to beds now and Star Wars. That
There's no
was
covers.
it Andor? He had a blanket, or was
Yeah,
it?
because remember they tore apart his room and
Yeah, and but everyone else just sleeps, and then even Omega, she had a square pillow, and this one like
and it was
cold,
not soft. It looked like a
yeah.
block.
Yeah. So I've noticed now that the beds are so sterile. Nobody has sheets or
Ridiculous.
blankets. Yeah.
Yeah. Like Amidala had a nice bed, remember, in like Attack of the Clones, like when Anakin saves her, Padme. She has a nice comfy bed with pillows and stuff like that, but maybe that's reserved for, I don't know, the Senate royalty or whatever. And if
Maybe,
you're just like a
yeah.
nobody, you get a really hard surface to sleep on.
So that's one of the known customs in this galaxy is that the milk is blue and no one has sheets or blankets.
There are no sheets, or there's a lot
So,
of room for invention in this
yeah.
galaxy.
Okay.
I don't
Well.
know about you, but like I when I find a pillow that I like nothing will tear me apart from it. I have to have it in everywhere I go. So I can't imagine sleeping on a hard surface. I'm
I
such a
feel like
princess. Yeah.
TJ Maxx would do well in this galaxy. They need a
Too
good
bad Bed Bath
Marshall.
and Beyond closed. They
Yes.
could
They
clean
got the
up.
Beyond down. Now they need the bed and the bath.
They need the bed and the bath. Yeah. Because their refreshers are pretty sterile as well. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay.
I'm
No
glad
body
that I have
odor.
you looking at the bedding things, just like you had
Yeah.
me looking at
Okay.
the ships.
The
Although I hadn't
ships.
noticed
Yeah.
that they started looking more original
Oh, this
trilogy-esque.
ship.
So,
This ship on this one was weird because it kind of looked like it's close to the cargo ship that they steal in Rogue One, but it's not quite. And it's not a ship we've seen before either. But
well, those little
you're not.
feet are reminiscent of the feet that are on the Falcon, because I had to put
They are.
together eight of those
Yeah.
little feet. And so I remember them. I was like, oh, those look familiar, as they were like attached underneath the ship. I was like, yeah, that looks familiar.
That's interesting. I wouldn't have if you'd I didn't know how many feet the Falcon had. If you had to ask me, I would have said, I don't know, six or four.
A
But there's
lot.
eight, huh? Eight. Okay. Quite the Lego project.
It
All
was a big one.
right, well, we digress here. So well,
Right, so
Becky's in
she
prison.
wakes
She's
up.
in quasi Andor prison, sort of, because it's sterile and
No
white and it's
blankets.
good tables. Yeah. But they're playing their little games.
They have to play games, yeah.
Yeah. Poor Jax is just broken that
Oh
he's tried to
yeah.
escape and there's no way out.
No.
I think they do a good job with Omega like calmly looking around. And when she sees the, I'm gonna call it a Tuca doll. It's not a Tuca doll. Is it Tuca?
I
When
don't
she
know. I know what
sees,
you mean, though. The little her little doll. Yeah.
yeah, she doesn't even, I mean, we know she knows, but she doesn't give any hint of it that she knows. Because, but it tells her that Emery is getting soft.
Yeah.
So.
This is clear to me that Omega, even though she might look young, she's wise beyond her years. You know,
Yes.
in the past 3 seasons, like when we first picked her up to where she is now, she's so matured, so matured now, and clearly knew that. Like if she tried to say, oh, that's mine, give it to me, like forget it.
Yeah.
You know, instead just let her keep it and know that Emery is the one that probably has a softer spot in her heart now for Omega.
Yeah.
Her sister, right?
Yeah, clone sister, yeah. Yeah. But they have that conversation. Omega is kind of alluding to them that she's putting together a plan, does her little drawing with the chips calmly, shows them her plan. Man,
Is that when
puts her
she
in a really good
says,
light.
you know, do you want to know a secret? I escaped here before, and I'm gonna do it again, and I'm taking you all with me, right? And they were all like, oh my God, yeah. So
Yeah.
she's very calmly a leader, gonna rally the troops. There's another rally call for you. Omega quietly rallying the kiddos to follow her. Yeah, see, into the breach.
Yeah.
Thank you
Okay.
for bringing all that context, Hunter.
Sure, of course. I'm here for the
Brings it up
literary
a level.
references.
It says refined Star Wars podcasting right now.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Up leveled.
All right. And then we flash back to the Batch, who's on some remote place.
Borovio, and I think it was a cloning base, but I am, well, I know I looked in Wikipedia. I don't remember it.
No, I don't know where
Yeah.
it is. I don't remember
Yeah.
anything about it. But Rampart proves to me to be like the comedic straight guy in this, which I never thought the that I would see him in that position, but he's pretty funny. He made me laugh a couple of times in this one. As Echo's ship lands and he walks out and he says, "Do you really think you can trust that hydro snake?" And then from the background, you hear Rampart,
I can
"I
hear
can
you.
hear you." That made me laugh. And then they get on board and they're having this conversation. And he says, "What, do you think that I'm lying?" And they immediately go, "Yes." Like, yeah, all right. All right, Rampart, I get it. I'm glad that he's there. But they hatch this plan to get into the stolen shuttle that Echo found and sneak into, I forget what they called it, but some kind of landing place outside of Coruscant, which you
What's that
go.
base? Because
What
it's
is
the
it?
same base. Well, it's like base Starbase 3 or something, but that is where Emery picked up the force sensitive child from Cad Bane. And I recognize it because
Oh.
Coruscant is behind it, right? Coruscant stands out, and so that's the same base that Emery went to, and
Okay.
it's around Coruscant.
Okay. So they're near Coruscant. So they say, well, we're going to sneak into this facility and we're going to break into the command center and we're going to steal the manifest and somehow we're going to know what ship is going to Tantus, and we're going to get the coordinates and go from there.
Kind of a
Okay.
complicated plan.
Yeah, it's kind of a complicated plan. And Rampart's always saying this is not going to work. You know, we're all going to die. And they present him a uniform that he has to wear to be the Imperial that sneaks them all aboard. So it's like the batch is going to be his clones, essentially, and he's going to be the one that's there. And they present him with the uniform, and he's like, "I can't wear this. This is a captain's uniform." He goes, "Well, you've been demoted." And he just goes, "I hate clones."
Can't expect to walk onto an Imperial station completely unnoticed.
But you can. And we'll be your security detail. You just walk us right onto the station.
You cannot be serious. I can't wear this. It's a captain's uniform.
I was a vice admiral.
Well, you've been demoted.
Hate clones.
That was pretty funny. Yeah, he is kind of the comedic piece of this.
Yeah, which you like, who would have thought that Rampart would be the funny one here? But that's okay. I like that. And then they switch back to Imperial juvenile detention, where Emery's making her rounds to collect the different samples. And yeah, Omega somehow steals like a metal toothpick.
They were doing
What is
dental work
that?
on her in there. Is that what?
What was
Was
that
the
for?
gum scraper for her dental work. Yeah, it was. I guess it's supposed to be a, and I'm doing air quotes, medical instrument sitting there. But yeah.
But you're doing rounds to collect blood from these children. What do you need an ice pick for? Like, I don't know that if there are any phlebotomists out there that are familiar with blood taking tools. Like,
That you
why
need
would
it.
you need something like this other than to, you know, for Omega to steal and be able to break out? Yeah, which is convenient.
I wish they had shown the reveal a little differently that she had taken it, because they looked at the plane and the two of them were there. And then we go on with the Emery stuff, and I think a better reveal would just be as Emery's pushing it out, the plate was there and there's only one on it. Versus then we get to see where she's hidden it. I think it would have been subtler to have it like just only one on the plate as Emery left. But I don't know. I'm not a
Where
writer.
did the other ones go? Yeah. But she literally puts one up her sleeve, right? So that's where she's going to go.
So she's got a trick up her sleeve. Is that what you're saying?
She's got a trick up her sleeve. Okay. And she's not, like, not I'm going to break out of here. And she shows all the kids this little ice pick thing. And they're all like, oh, wow, you're going to do it. But then I'm like, what is she going to do? Like, what's her plan with this little thing? And then she goes into her cell and she like starts scraping it on the wall. Like,
yeah,
it's going to take you a long time to build a tunnel, honey.
Trying to separate the cubes or something, I guess. And
it just comes crumbling down.
Yeah. Like, well, and we have the suspicious scientist that has questioned Emery on her methods, and she's decided to come down and take a look. And we have the rest of the kids sitting there nervous, but they don't seem to give it away. The cubes open up, tumble out, makes all kinds of clattering, and somehow Omega puts it back together so quickly. Yeah.
Friction fit, put those blocks back in the wall, and she's back sitting and playing with her little toys on her hard bunk. And what's the name of that suspicious scientist? Did you catch her name?
She's on Wikipedia.
Okay.
Scalder. What's her name?
Scalder.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello, Dr. Scalder.
Yeah.
Scalder. Yeah, she's definitely the questioning one. And she doesn't, I don't think she really cares for Emery. They have a couple of exchanges, and Emery says, I'm chief scientist. I will run this the way I want to run it. Mm-hmm. But she's definitely suspicious of Omega. And maybe suspicious of Emery as well at this point. I wonder if she knows, like, the backstory. Does she know that Emery is a clone and Omega's a clone and they're sisters? Yeah. I don't know. Scalder. Yeah. Sounds like...
Scalder.
What was...
Scully?
Mulder and Scully? Or
Scully. Scully.
Was it Scully? So that's what X-Files. I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
X-Files, that's what I was thinking of. All right, Scalder.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's see. They eventually Rampart chooses to get into his new captain's uniform, and the Bad Batch is laser stripping their armor of any kind of markings, and they land and they come out of the shuttle, and the first thing is like some lieutenant who is saying, "You're not on my manifest. You know, who owns this ship or whatever?" And the Batch just stands there like, "You got to do your thing, Rampart." So eventually he does. And he pulls the, "Don't you know who I am? Lieutenant, I am here. It's classified." "Oh, I'm sorry, sir." Like, his voice gets higher.
"And if you have questions, talk to Governor Tarkin."
Talk to Governor Tarkin.
"What division are you with? These uniforms are not regulation. I asked you a question, trooper."
"Step aside. My division and my orders are classified. If you have an issue with that, Lieutenant, then contact Governor Tarkin."
Yes, sir."
"Now carry on."
Yes. Sorry, sir."
Good old Tarkin. Play the Tarkin card. Why not? Because who's actually going to go talk to Tarkin?
Yeah.
Probably nobody, if you know better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Asking those high-level Imperials don't really do anything for you. Or you'll choke on your aspirations, Krennic. Right?
Yeah.
And they were... So they finally... They get past that little gate and they start walking down the hall. And nobody's really... paying that much of attention to them. Like, the troopers are passing by and the other officers don't really give them a second look. But if Rampart was, what do you say? He was a vice admiral.
Yeah. Yeah. Wouldn't he be recognizable? Yeah.
I was going to say, wouldn't he be recognizable to other people but I guess they don't recognize him. Maybe it's the beard.
The beard.
I don't know.
Yeah. He's gone rogue with that. We may not know how long it's been that he's been in prison. Right, because that was season one when he does the orbital bombardment on Kamino, and then Senator Tucci's clone retirement, and that's what Palpatine uses to say, well, you know, this that's what he uses for the conscription, and throws Rampart under the bus and in prison. That was season one. So he's not even one, out of the game. Really? Wow. That was one. That was the end of one.
Okay.
So maybe he's been in prison for a couple of years, because we don't know how much time has passed since.
We don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've asked for a timeline. Somebody give me a timeline. Tell me what this is all about. I don't know. Maybe a couple of years. I have no idea. Omega definitely gets older, but if she doesn't have accelerated growth, then maybe it's been a couple of years. And who knows? But no, they don't really recognize him. And there was one thing that they were walking down and they said, it's time for you to do your thing. And Rampart says, that's do your thing, sir. And they go, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Like, they're still putting him in his place. Like, no, even though you're in this uniform, you might have gotten us past the lieutenant, but yeah, you still need to step it up. So they get to that command center and he says, all right, troopers, you go back to your barracks or whatever, but we just got here. Would you like to be in offensive blah, 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 Article 5, subsection C, whatever. And they're like, no, they leave.
Yeah.
That was,
do you think they actually knew what that was, or it sounded scary, so they left?
It sounded scary enough to me. But sometimes you just have to fake it till you make it. But they do get aboard the little command center place. I don't know, forget what they called it, but the one little guy in there that they stun, and Echo inserts his drill bit arm, whatever that is.
Yeah.
And starts trying to get the manifest.
Moves around a couple times too. Right? He's trying to decrypt it.
And then they... Then they go back to this. There's a shot back on the ship of Wrecker, and he's just like kicking back, like he's scrolling through TikTok or something.
Yeah.
I thought, I could probably just sit there and watch him just casually. And then the lieutenant comes on board and he's like, I want to know more about this ship. And Wrecker doesn't miss a beat. Yes, absolutely. Come on over here. Shuts the door, knocks him out.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Handles it. Yeah.
It's time to go, boys. We have, we have outlasted our time. And it's then where they figure out that the coordinates are not sent to the ship until the ship's ready to leave or something like that. Yeah. So they hatch yet another plan.
Well, luckily there's a ship about to leave.
And Echo's gonna stow away on it.
Yeah. That's right. Goes down into the loading dock. A lot going on in the loading dock. The TK troopers, the astromech droids, mouse droid. Cargo getting loaded, but sneaks in. I saw that you can go up in that. Is it just a vacuum tube? There's nothing mechanical in there magnetic that's grabbing the droids.
I guess it's just a vacuum because he got sucked up into it.
Yeah.
And he could get onto the ship, like into the inner workings of the ship. So I don't know why they have that little droid vacuum tube thing. Like, why couldn't the droids just go on the normal way?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, Echo ends up in there. And at one point they get some sort of there's activity in the cargo hold. I'll go check it out. So I'll go check it out.
Droid activity in the unauthorized droid activity.
Unauthorized droid. Oh, so they categorize Echo as a droid,
He's
got the screwdriver hand. Yeah.
His DeWalt wrist going, Are you Makita household? I don't know, but
So, but he knocks a guy out and he's like, give me a report. All clear.
Yeah.
He sounded more convincing than, Han Solo when he has to pretend that he's an Imperial. So,
and then shoots the thing. Boring conversation anyway.
Yep.
That's Han Solo's one. Yeah. But it's all clear. And then they reach for their hands. They're going to make their jump. Right? And the Bad Batch is swooping in behind them. They can't get too close because of the sensors. And Brantford's going to panic. This isn't going to work.
Yeah, wonderful. We're all going to die.
We'll follow behind, then attach our shuttle to the hull and hitch a ride directly to Tantus.
Now, wait just a minute. This is not the plan I agreed to.
Plans change.
Wonderful. We're all going to die.
Yeah, that's his rallying call right there.
Yeah. He tries to stop it too, right? That he moves so far up into the cockpit, I thought he was going to have more influence on it. But they stop him, and Hunter has faith in Echo that he's going to get the timing done, and it just perfect timing as they jump. You see the sparks perfect. There? Was that
it's like scraping? Nail-bitingly close. Yeah. Yeah. You're like, are they going to do it? Are they going to do it? Are they going to do it? And away they go.
And there it is.
There they go. Gone.
Yeah. So they're going to make it to Tantus. They have a ship.
How are they going to detach before they land without being noticed by everybody else? They can't detach while they're in hyperspace.
No, and they're never going to figure out.
They detach while they're in hyperspace and a Pergil comes and saves them.
Oh, Lord. I mean, it is the Pergil pod, but
it's time for another Pergil to the rescue. Yeah. A Pergil will come and eat them up and spit them out at Tantus.
Yeah, that's it. Totally. Yeah.
Come on. We haven't had to have another Pergil sighting.
Yeah.
We haven't had a Pergil sighting in the Bad Batch. So I think it's about time. Missed opportunity if they don't do it.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah.
So
two episodes.
Like I said, I don't know how they do this in 46 minutes.
I feel like they got to have, like, there's the search in the prison, right? To find her and get to her in the struggle. And then that's the flash strike, right? I know that the cavalry has arrived is the last episode. I feel like we're going to do search in the prison, battle, struggle, and then cavalry arriving, Rex and the rest of the clones. I feel like they don't make it though. The rest of the clones, and they're talking about rescuing the clones in there. Do we know what the number of clones in Tantus is that they've been testing on?
That they referred to as millions of them before. True. Like, they just said that there were millions of clones that were created. I was going to say manufactured, but I'll say created. Yeah. So, I don't know how many exactly are on Tantus. The cavalry has arrived. I don't know. Is that like, you know, it's an army? No, they're just people. So they're just clones. Like, can Rex and Echo and Cody and everyone, like, can they put out like the big broadcast to all the clones? Like, it's time, we're taking it back? Or
that's like, Order 67.
Yes. Order 67. Let's go for that. I like that idea. So hopeful. Anyway, you know, that was the end of the episode, right? So we've got two more left and then we break for a month and then we get into the Acolyte, and I still have not done any homework on the Acolyte. So
you can do that.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to work on that. But in the meantime, anything else that we need to share that's happening in the world of Star Wars?
Well, you mentioned some Legos. I did finally finish my my low altitude assault. Oh, come on. I don't know. The gunship, the Republic gunship. It's huge.
You don't even know what it's called. Well, you're the ship guy.
I know. It's the LART, the LAT. But the Republic gunship, the big one.
Big one. Yeah.
3 foot wingspan. It's
so what are you going to do with it now? Like, do you have any plans?
I don't know. I have a nice bookshelf where I've been putting my Lego models. I guess it'll go there.
But it's huge. How are you going to put that on your bookshelf?
I don't know.
Okay.
I will pick it up and run around going, making whooshing noise. Oh, and I did watch Attack of the Clones, that scene.
Oh.
When I finished, that scene where they come in with Yoda. Yeah. Around the survivors, a perimeter put. Yeah, I did watch that scene.
That's a great scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, congratulations. That's always Thank feels you. Good when you put that last brick in place.
Yeah.
And you clean up the dining room table or whatever it is.
Exactly.
That where
yeah, I needed to get the dining room table back.
Yep. So where do you have it? Is it still sitting on the dining room table?
No. It's out in my office.
Okay. All right.
Low altitude assault transport. The
there
LAT.
You go.
Yeah.
The LAT.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. I'm still waiting for the coffee table to be built and so I can put the Falcon into mine. Right now it's sitting on, I have a cupboard that's not high, maybe like a 4-foot cupboard. So it's sitting on top of that, out of the way of children and dogs and humans for the most part. So it's safe right now, but I do worry that something's going to happen to it. Because you know, after you put together one of those things, like the thought of it falling and shattering, I don't know what I would do. I would have no idea how to put it all back together. I think that I would have to pull it all apart and start from scratch. I really don't know what I would do. I would probably cry first and then and package it up, and then I'd take it out next winter and rebuild it again.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. I'm glad that you got that done.
Thank you.
Do you have a next project in mind?
Not yet.
Lego wise? No.
No.
You didn't order the Marauder or anything like that?
No, that's too small.
You're only about the big ones now. Okay.
Also, I don't want to be doing ships that are destroyed, like the Marauder or like the Mandalorian ship, Razorback, like the Razorback. That was a really cool one. And then
I liked that ship. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him get another one like that. Can we reproduce that somehow? Maybe one that has a nice paint job to it. Who knows? I'd like to get back to the Mandoverse. I miss that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I miss Andor. I miss Ahsoka. I miss them all.
They're coming.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, I guess that's it for this week, Hunter.
Yep.
Thank you for listening. We would love to have you join us on our little Facebook group, the Pergil Pod, over on the Facebook, or feel free to email us at thepergilpod@gmail.com. And I think that's it. Do we have our own rallying cry from?
Of course.
From, yeah.
Once more unto the breach. I don't know. Watch Hamlet. Hamlet's a good movie. There's a lot of stuff from there. All right.
Okay.
Have a good
one. And with that, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much, everyone. Have a great week, Hunter. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. It's huge.
I don't know.
Nah, it's too small.
You're only about the big ones now.
I guess for now we follow the Pergil.
The only time you are wasting is your own.
Good episode.
It was a big one.